Soku izika disendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zisobo, siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Kustudio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Olamukela emsakazweni we Studio 7 ngomvulo mhla ka 9 ngumpalakazi 2024 ngutabo kancube. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje,
indawo zenkohlakalo zilokhe zisihlupha lapha eZimbabwe, njengoba uyabona ukuthi umkhonomi wethu awusebenzi kahle.
Uhlangothi lukahulumende lolwisenkohlakalo elizweni olweZimbabwe Anti-Corruption Commission luthi luzinikela ukuphathisa abatsha ukuthi bazwisise ububi bokungethembeki njalo benelise ukukwenqabela.
Uyabhema ama-drugs, uyaphula amahambe eqeda amalanga aphinde abuye. Ongakwanisa ukungcedisa nje akamthathe ayemfake endaweni abhalelwe umbhalelo unyaka ngesi-6 months.
Inani labantu abathatha izidakamizwa libikwa liyakhuphuka kakhulu kwabasakhulayo labangasebenziyo elizweni. EleZimbabwe selibekwe kunombolo yamachumi amathathu 30 kulwesi lwamazwe afika 100 abikwa engahloniphi amalungelo oluntu, okuveza ukuthi lalo lihamba phambili kulokho. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ziyalandela. Uhlangothi lukahulumende olulwisa inkohlakalo elizweni olweZimbabwe Anti-Corruption Commission, ZAC, luthi luzinikele ukuphathisa abatsha ukuthi bazwisise ububi bokungethembeki njalo ukuthi benelise ukwenqabela inkohlakalo. Lokhu kuphume emhlanganweni okunanza usuku lwe-International Anti-Corruption Commission, Anti-Corruption Day, oqoqwe lihlangothi lolu lusebenza ndawonye le-Transparency International Zimbabwe, iZimcord, lezinye inhlanganiso. Isigodlo semelika eZimbabwe sithi inkohlakalo inciphisa amathuba entuthuko yabatsha. Kuluhlu lwe-Transparency International olusola inkohlakalo eleZimbabwe liphakathi kwamazwe akhokhelayo kudaba lwenkohlakalo. Usuku lwe-International Anti-Corruption Day lunazwa mhla ka 9 mpalakazi minyaka yonke ngenhloso yokuphakela uzulu ulwazi ngokuqatheka kokulwisa inkohlakalo. Lonyaka usuku lolu lunanzwa phansi kwendikimba ethi Uniting with Youth Against Corruption, Shaping Tomorrow's Integrity, okuyinkukhuthaza abatsha ukuthi labo balwisane lenkohlakalo. Ukuze sizokunengalo ludaba sixoxa lengcwethi ecubungela ezombusazwe umnumzana Masimba Kuchera.
Ungakhangela i-Anti-Corruption Index uzabona ukuthi iZimbabwe ikunumber 149 out of 180. Usitsho ukuthi iZimbabwe isasekhatshana kakhulu. Indawo zenkohlakalo zilokhe zisihlupha lapha eZimbabwe, njengoba uyabona ukuthi umkhonomi wethu awusebenzi kahle. Kukhanya silomsebenzi omkhulu kakhulu okumele siwenze ukuze lathi sibonakale njengabantu oqala abalisa inkohlakalo, kodwa owesibili abafuna ukuthi umkhuhlane lo owenkohlakalo uphele.
Uyinhlanganiso kumbe uhlangothi lukahulumende olweZimbabwe Anti-Corruption Commission lilubona luphathisa kangakanani ekuqedeni inkohlakalo eZimbabwe?
Uzabona ukuthi iZimbabwe Anti-Corruption Commission iyasebenza kakhulu, kodwa udubo olukhona oluke lwakhulunywa ngowaye emgcini sihlalo uMamoloyis Matandamoyo ngelokuthi iZimbabwe Anti-Corruption Commission ayila mandla awe-prosecution okuhambisa abantu emthethwandaba. So iyazama iZimbabwe Anti-Corruption Commission, kodwa kumele inikwe amazinyo sibili.
Indikimba yalonyaka ikhangela kakhulu abatsha, libona sengathi abatsha
bayaphathiswa na ukuthi bazwisise udaba lwenkohlakalo njalo bengafuni ukuphatheka kunkohlakalo singabona na ukusiba lela kusasa elihle elingela unkohlakalo eZimbabwe ngenxa yokuba abatsha benelisa ukunqoba kulolu daba.
Kuqakathekile sibili uthi abatsha bafundiswe ngendaba lezi ezenkohlakalo kodwa udubo esilalo njengeZimbabwe i-economy engasebenzi kahle. Abantu bayacina bengena endabeni lezi ezenkohlakalo ngoba bayebona ukuthi iyo yodwa indlela engayenza ukuthi labo baphile. So kumele sifundise abatsha kodwa kumele silungise njalo umkhonomi welizwe ukuze abantu bengacabanga ukuthi bengaphumelela ngenxa yenkohlakalo. Njalo kumele sinqakwe ukuthi kunabantu esibathole besenza inkohlakalo kumele babotshwe khathesi ngibona njengani abantu ababotshwa ngenxa yenkohlakalo basasebalutshwana kakhulu kodwa inkohlakalo siyabona ukuthi ibhahile lapha eZimbabwe.
Mnumzana Masimba kutshera incwethi ecubunguleza nothi esekuxoxa laye esecingweni eBilitane. ELeZimbabwe selibekwe kunombolo yamachumi amathathu 30 kuluhlu lwamazwe afika ekhulu abikwe engahlonipha amalungelo oluntu okuveza ukuthi lalo lihamba phambili kulokho kumphumela yophenyo olukhutshwe inhlanganiso elwela ilungelo loluntu eye-Civicus kubika umlondolozi Ndlovu.
ELeZimbabwe lona elibikwa lilodumo lokuba ngelinye lamazwe angahloniphi amalungelo oluntu ledlule kuphela ele-Angola lele-Eswatini. Emhlobulweni owesadak uphenyo lwe-Civicus lolu lwasungulwa ngomnyaka ka-2017 njalo luhlolisisa amalungelo kundaba zokwethulwa kwemibiko ukubuthana kwabantu lelungelo lokubumba inhlanganiso ezihlukeneyo emazweni afika phose amakhulu amabili 198. Uphenyo lwalonyaka belukhangela amazwe alikhulu kusukela ngozibandlela kuze kuyefika uLwezi. Ingcitshi zithi okubangele ukuthi eleZimbabwe libe phansi kangaka okundaba zamalungelo ngumkhuba webandla elibusayo eleZANU-PF lona elibopha labo abaphikisayo njengalokhu okwenzakala eleZimbabwe lisiya emhlanganweni weSADC Summit lonyaka. Abantu abagucela umnumzana Jameson Timba labanye abasekela ibandla le-CCC babotshwa ngunhlangula bahlala ejele kwesikhathi eside. Abalwela amalungelo oluntu ababalisa umnumzana Robson Chere lo Samuel Gwenzi kanye lonkosazana Namatayi Kwekweza bathunjwa egcekeni lendizamchina eleRobert Mugabe Airport bagcina sebesezandleni zamapholisa. Olwela ilungelo loluntu umnumzana Charles Nyoni owasebenza lowanyamalala ngo-2015 umnumzana Itai Tsamara uthi uphenyo lolu luqondile.
Kusegcekeni nje njengoba sisibonile abanye akade babotshiwe kusukisela ngo-August belokhu bencitshwa ibheyo.
Lokhu kusekele ngumnumzana Pride Mkono owenhlanganiso ye-People Power yena othi akulantando kaZulu eZimbabwe.
Asiwe into emangalisayo ngoba yikho sikubona kusenzakala thina eZimbabwe ukuthi uhulumende akanaki amalungelo abantu njalo kulokuncindezela okukhulu kanye ilodlwame lodlakela lwenzakala kulabo abantu abangani abangavumelani lokwenziwa nguhulumende.
Omunye omela ibandla le-People's Unity Party umnumzana Ebert Jamuka uthi umthetho we-PVO Bill uzabangela ukuthi kube nzima ukuba inhlanganiso zisebenze zizimele kweleZimbabwe.
Iproblem yeZANU-PF yiphathi yenkani, ayifuni ukunqandwa, ayifuni ukulalela amanye ama-advice, amanye ama-political parties.
Kodwa ilunga leZANU-PF umnumzana Thamsanqa Ndlovu uthi akavumelani lesivika
kunengi okwenzakala eZimbabwe kakhulukazi on the economic growth front ikhombisa ukuthi kule economic growth eZimbabwe ungakhangela umnyaka ka-2024 iloba nje bekulama challenges anjengabo drought El Nino irainfall ebisuppressed lama geopolitical issues ona lezi zimpi emhlabeni
isivika iphinde yakhangela ukhetho lweZimbabwe yona ethi luqhutshwa mahlayana nje kungekho okuguqukayo ngoba ibandla leZANU-PF liyaphatheka ekuthini lungakhululeki njengalokhu okwenzakala kwamanye amazwe. Inhlanganiso le iqhubeke yathi akula nguquko kangako selokhu umongameli Mnangagwa wangena esikhundleni ngomnyaka ka-2017. Okusenjalo isiphathamandla senhlanganiso ebona ngamalungelo eziphepheli eye-International Organization for Migration, IOM, unkosikazi Annie Pop namhlanje wethekelele eleZimbabwe. Unkosikazi Pop uthi ufuna ukuzwisisa isimo seZimbabwe xa kuqathaniswa namanye amazwe ukuba liphethe njani iziphepheli. Uhambo lwakhe uzahlangana lomongameli Mnangagwa, abaphathindaba bakahulumende lenhlanganiso esizimeleyo eleZimbabwe. Lileziphepheli eziningi enkambeni ezifana leTongo Gara eChipinge laseWaterfalls eHarare. Ngimele iStudio 7 seHarare, ngimlondolozi Ndlovu.
Udaba lokuthi umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa aqhubeke edinga usekelo lokuthi aqhubeke evusa lanxa ihlandla lakhe lesibili seledlule lilokhu luveza ikhanda kulandela ingxabangxoza eqhamuke kuthange emhlanganweni webandla aliholayo eleZANU-PF eChinoyi Training Center. Intsha yaleli bandla ibikwa ithe izachaya abalwa kumpi yenkululeko ngokube bephinda isilogane esithi ED 2030, okuyinkulumo ekhomba ukuthi bafuna umongameli Mnangagwa aqhubeke ebusa. Osokuyinkulumo esike yakhuthazwa ngamalunga aleli bandla kwezinye izigaba zelizwe. Ekhuluma kulo umhlangano isiphathamandla salelo bandla umnumzana Zihambi Zihambi Sole omunye wakhe umnumzana Patrick Chinamasa ngabikwa wakwenza emhlanganweni wakoBulawayo ngokubuza ukuthi umongameli Mnangagwa uzaqhubeka edinga usekelo na, esithi akufanelanga kube lo muntu odala ingxabangxoza kulelo bandla ngokuthi likhokhelwe ngubani. Umongameli Mnangagwa yena wathi kasoze ancintise futhi ngoba uyahlonipha isekelo sombuso lanxa ingcwethe ezigubungule zombusazwe zisola ukuthi ngabakhuzi wawusegcekeni abathi aqhubeke.
Linjani balaleli bomsakazo weStudio 7? Sifisa ukulibikela ukuba sasile WhatsApp channel eVOA Ndebele. Ngena khona manje kuVOA Ndebele WhatsApp channel lapho esilinika khona izindaba zeZimbabwe eziliqotho, ama-videos, imifanekiso lokunye. Ngena nge-link efakwa kuma WhatsApp groups eVOA Ndebele lamanye elijayele ukuthapha khona izindaba zethu. Ulakho njalo ukudinga iVOA Ndebele WhatsApp channel kuWhatsApp yakho, ungene kuyo ngokuvula linki ekhona lapho. VOA Ndebele WhatsApp channel yinkundla yakho.
Umeya wedolobha lakaBulawayo umnumzana David Coulthard uthi balethemba lokuthi isicelo abasikhweza kuhambo abasanda kuligqiba kwele Morocco ukuyadinga usizo lwemali kuhlelo lokwakha idamu lamanzi le Glass Block Bophoma eMatabeleland South siza aphumelela. Eloba enkundleni ebulenjini ye-X umnumzana Coulthard uthe bethule umbiko wabo emhlanganweni we-Africa Investment Forum osanda ukuqhutshwa eMorocco. Wabonisa imbiko yemfanekiso yama-videos abayethulele lumbuthano bekhalaza bedinga uncedo. Uthe kudingakala imali efika phose ezigidi ezilikhulu zamadola emelika i-$99 million eyokwakha lelo damu kanye lempompi esuka kulo isiya esitishini sencema. Mnumzana Coulthard ubekhathwe kulolu hambo ngunobhala wedolobho lakoBulawayo umnumzana Christopher Dube lesiphathamandla esibona ngenhlelo zamanzi kuleyo council umnumzana Sikhumbuzo Ncube.
izakhamizi zakoBulawayo njengakwezinye izigaba zelizwe zithi udaba lwamanzi luzithwayise amagabha avuzayo njalo kukhangelelwe ukuthi uhlelo lokwakhiwa kwedamu leGlass Block lube ngolunye lwesisombululo kulolu daba. Ngesi khangele ezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane. Owayengumongameli weGhana umnumzana John Dramani Mahama ngesonto unqobe kukhetho oluqhutshwe ngomgqibelo odluleyo oluyodinga umholi walelo lizwe, wathi umnumzana Mahamud Bahumia obe ngumsekeli kamongameli kubandla elibusayo elePatriotic Party wavuma ukuthi ngempela unqotshiwe. Udaba lwezomnotho yilo obelumqoka kulolu khetho, kubika abezindaba abeReuters. Abanye abahlali beDamascus bathakazelela okwenzakale eSyria lapho umongameli Bashar al-Assad agengqule khona nga wabalekela kweleMoscow ngempela viki okuqede umbuso womndeni wakhe oweminyaka engamachumi amabili lanhlanu kulelo lizwe. Inani labantu abathatha izidakamizwa libikwa liyakhuphuka ikakhulu kwabasakhulayo labangasebenziyo elizweni. Lanxa umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa ngonhlangula lonyaka wasungula uhlelo lukahulumende oluthiwa Zimbabwe Multisectoral Drug Abuse Plan 2024-2030 kuyimizamo yokulwisana lohlupho lwezidakamizwa elizweni, kukhanya lolu hlelo luyehluleka ukuvimba ukuthathwa kwezidakamizwa. Kubika intatheli zindaba eStudio 7 uEzra Chisasibanda.
Izidakamizwa zithengisa ezitaladeni emini libalele, abathengisayo labasebenzisayo bangaqhizeke qhakala. Umnumzana Mashal Maphosa ngosakhulayo oleminyaka engamachumi amabili lambili 22 ohlala eMpopo ngakoBulawayo uthatha izidakamizwa ezijiyeneyo.
Heroin, cocaine, crystal, so uxolisa vutela abanye ukuthi betshanele le nto angiyenza. Nathi esingiklini olusizweni ningi kakhulu nabafowethu abanye abacatshileyo.
Inani lithatha imbanje injengu lobunye utshwala obungekho emthethweni, umuthi wokukhwehlela, i-crack, i-cocaine, i-glue, inyobhe le-heroin, iskanki lokunye. Unkosazana Lebohang Mthobi oleminyaka engamathumi amabili ohlala logogo wakhe uthi uthatha i-crystal meth. Ugogo kaLebo unkosikazi Maria Sangoma uthi usekhathele ngomzukulu wakhe othatha izidakamizwa.
Uyabhema ama-drugs, uyaphuka ahambe eqeda amalanga aphinde abuye. So ngicela uncedo ongakwanisa ukuncedisa nje akamthathe ayemfake endaweni avalelwe umbuvalelwe umnyaka umbe 6 months. Yikho engikufunayo khonokho, ngicela uncedo lonolu.
Umnumzana Mbuzi Ncube oleminyaka engamathumi amabili lanhlanu uthi kukhona ukuhlupha intsha okwenza ithathe izidakamizwa.
When you are going through something which is depressing, you have to experience a lot of things like zidakamizwa futhi due to unemployment.
Ukukhuphuka kwenani labasakhulayo abathatha izidakamizwa sokubangela ukuthi unkosikazi Sokoludle Ncube isizalwane naseZimbabwe ehlala kwele melikazi ivule isibhedlela esibizwa ngokuthi Valley of Hope kwaBulawayo, injongo yaso yokuncedisa abathatha izidakamizwa ukuthi behlukane lo mkhuba lo. Unkosikazi Siphokazi Nyilika ngumphathi walesi sibhedlela.
Indlela abahlukumezeka ngayo labazali, indlela abakhala ngayo, so sasesicabanga ukuthi singayenza njani. Umntwana engayenza khonokho bayabephunga ukuthi uyahlanya.
Omunye oncediswayo esibhedlela lesi ngumnumzana Clive Hlongololo othi ubenatha utshwala okwedlulisileyo, uthi kuningi asekufundile esibhedlela lesi.
Sifundisa uhlasibile ukuthi siziphathe njani, ibe nekusasa lakho, ifuture yakho, usiqalisele impilo yakho, sikelathi sesiqala phansi.
Unkosikazi sisa ngube osebenza ukweluleka abathatha izidakamizwa. Uchaza kabanzi ngohlupho ohlangana lomuntu osebenzisa okudakayo.
Ndibaba kuma episodes bakubala ama hallucinations lani lana. It's because of ukuhlanganisa into eziningi. Abaningi bahlanganiswa imbangishini. Njengu anti into esifana nezilayezi okokhayi labo meth. Unfortunately ngenxa ye availability yakhona that we have nowadays. Every street corner nje it's very easy nje ukuthi ubebe le access ngama drugs ona lawo.
Amazi amanqube agcizelwa ingcwethi kwezemkhuhlane wengqondo esebenzela iActive Youth Zimbabwe umnumzana Romeo Machazi.
Kwesinye isikhathi uthola ukuthi baye befuna ukuba wethole ukuba socializer ngokwenza didathing class ukuthi bebe for fun. Le zinto eziningi ningi ziyake zibahluphe ezimpilweni, maybe le unemployment rate ukuthi abantwana kulanto abangabe beyenza ebakhipha occupied ezindlini lapha. So into eyenzakalayo bathatha ama drugs ngenxa ukuthi baye befuna ukuthi bekhohlwe ngalezi zinto abaye behlangana lazo. Problems abalayo kuphilene. So sebecina beindulge ku drug abuse.
Isikhulumeli samapolisa umnumzana Bad Nico Ncube uyavuma ukuthi izidakamizwa zigcwele yonke indawo.
Indaba yama drugs leyi ayisafuni amapolisa wodwa. Ayisafuni izakhamuzi zodwa. Ayifuni bantwana besikolo bodwa kumbe ama youth wodwa. Umkhuhlane wama drugs ungabona umuntu eselawo sesikhangelele umuntu ofayo, sesikhangelele ukusasa esishabalela. Abantwana abalama abayizinto zama drugs lawo balakho ukutshontsha, balakho ukudlwengula abazali babo, balakho ukudlwengula abafowabo, balakho ukubulala abazali babo. Abasongozi emulini kuphela bayingozi ku community yikho ngithi asisukumeni sonke sikwisane nje indaba yama drugs.
Akwaziwa ukuba kulabantu abaningi kanganani eZimbabwe abathatha izidakamizwa. Uphenyo olwenziwa inhlanganiso ye-UNICEF ibambanisa lohulumende lenhlanganiso ezimbalwa ezizimeleyo lweveza ukuba abanye abantwana baqala ukuthatha okudakayo beleminyaka elithumi okubangelwa ukuhlupheka imizwa echithekayo lokuswela umsebenzi. Imele sito 7 ngobulawayo igama ngu-Ezra Jesus Band.
Osemelele ungena esikhundleni sikamongameli weMelika ngoZibandlela umnumzana Donald Trump uthi uza kwesula umthetho opha abantu abazalelwe eMelika ubuzwe baleli lizwe okugcweleyo i-citizenship lanxa abazali babo bengayisizwa zizalwane zeMelika. Isekelo sombuso waleli lizwe yiso esikubeka sobala ukuthi wonke umuntu ozalelwe eMelika uba isizalwane salo. Kungakhathalekile ukuthi abazali bakhe ngabangaphi lokuthi balamaphepha okuhlala yini kumbe abalawo. Ekhuluma lomsakazo we-NBC izolo, umnumzana Trump uthe njalo uhlose ukududula bonke abangelamaphepha ababuyisele emazweni abo. Abantu laba bayizigidi ezilitshumi lanye, 11 million. Kodwa uthe uzimisele ukusebenza labebandla eliphikisayo elama-Democrats ukuze badinge indlela zokutholisa amaphepha labo abalethwa eMelika besangabantwana abaphansi kohlelo lwe-Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals. Uthe uzaxolela njalo akhulule bonke abasekeli bakhe ababotshwa bavalelwa ngemva kokubangela udlakela edalela ePhalamende eMelika bezama ukuvimba ukuthi uMongameli Joe Biden angene embusweni. Ukuhlaziya lolu daba sixoxelo landela ezombusazwe zeMelika umnumzana Tim Moringai.
Ukutshintsha ukuamenda izinto zeConstitution zifuna ama super majority, not simple majority, who Congress. So zifuna 60 ama senators. So kunoko ye, that's something that we're talking about in the Trump campaign. But singabuyele muva singakhangela ukhulu wakhe. Ukhulu wakhe wabaleka yayithwa kathesi yi-Germany but yayi-Austria, Prussia, ukuthi angene kwizinto zempi. Wabaleka wabuya lapha eAmerica, wazala yena ubaba kaTrump. So khonapho singathi hi-anchor baby, into azikhulumayo zona lezo. And then wabuyela futhi ePrussia but bamxotsha ngoba wayesebalekele impi. So khonapho singakhangela into ezinjalo. Then yena uyabe ngaso citizen umnumzana Trump according to into as proposal as ona lezo. So mina mbona ngantho uyakhohlwa lapha avela khona ngoba yena ama roots akhe ngawe German would not have been a citizen of America. So hi mina ngiyabona ngantho khonoko inkulumo nje ngoba I base ya American success is the immigration of people abavela all over the world. And abaningi bangkhona have become very, very successful people. So, okokukhipha i-14th Amendment, hayi ngantwa intaba enkalakatha yona leyo.
UTrump umbona egcwalisisa zonke izinto lezi akhuluma ngazo yini?
Into engathiwa iqakathekile is very important to see is America is not run by the president. There are three chambers of power for the Supreme Court. So yes, intando zakhe zokuyenza into as promisayo ku campaign will be checked by ama houses, the Supreme Court. So khonapho ngithi hayi sizabona ukuthi kuzaqhubeka kanjani. Engafaka ama presidential decree but wona aya expire and they can be challenged like we have seen before. So khonapho siyabe sesikhangela lathi ukuthi kume kanjani. But hayi, he is staying true to what he campaigned on and what he won on. So khonapho sithi hayi, that is nothing new.
Usole abebandla lamademocrats abamethesa amacala achiyeneyo wabathuka kodwa uthi kasoze aphindisele. Uthini ngalokho?
I vele lokho wakukhuluma so many times ukuthi he is out for them, especially umuntu othwa nguJack Smith othi wam exposure izinto eziningi. So kuqakathekile ukuthi umnumzana Biden aqhubeke naye ukunika abantu laba ama-pardons aba-impeacher uTrump for both impeachments, loJack Smith lama-committee wonke lawa. Ngoba siyakwazi ukuthi he will do what he says. Yena uTrump is not a real politician. He's a businessman who has become a politician. So into asikhulumayo vele he normally does.
Umnumzana Tim Moringa yilandela ezombusazwe zeMelika. Sobe isikhathi sokuza imbono yenu ninabalaleli beStudio 7 elisithumela yona ngeWhatsApp.
Salbonani msakazi weStudio 7. Gamalam Clever Dube. Sengitholile ubabami. Ngimtholile. Ngiyabonga kakhulu. Ngiyabonga. Ngimtholile. Sengitholile. Hhayi, sengikhuluma nawe. Umndeni wami sengiyawazi.
Sanibonani njani? Why kuthi ama-foreign ahambe? Kuthi amaZimbabwe ayahamba, besuthi bayahamba amanto. Ababuye eMozambique bayahamba. Why ningaxosha amaNigeria? AmaNigeria wona ngoba abulala abantwana bethatheng sea drugs, athengisa iy'nyawo so utywala nje oburongo buvela nabo, into ezirongo zivela namaNigeria. Makuhamba amaNigeria ngoba asimosheli ilizwe.
Yes, Joseph. Ngichona njani? Ngicela ukukhuza umhlola kulamadoda amabili okuthiwa ngamakhansela aseBulawayo awe-TCC. Amadoda lawa ngathi ngamakhansela kaChabane. Ngingawezwa ekhuluma ethi khona wona abantu bengathethisi uhulumende ophetheyo ngoba ufana lomzali. Ungeke uthi umntwana uthethise umzali ubuye kusasa uvucele ukuthi kube khona okwenzela khona. Amadoda lawa ngicabanga ukuthi ngabantu bakaChabane la. Madoda, umzali uyezwa kuthiwa ungumzali ngoba ngozala abantu. Inkokheli iyakhethwa, ifakwa yini abantu? Kuyamangalisa ke ma usithi umuntu ofakwe ngabantu sokufanele ancengwe ukuze labo bantu ezobalungisela amagetsi loba amanzi koBulawayo, kodwa lowo muntu efakwe ngabantu. Cathi ipolitics yena ithini madoda?
Sithi seven njani ngokweliqiniso lokhulumayo? Hayi, izulu singakhala sithi izulu alisani. Izulu nje livalwe into encane. Izulu kusukela ngesikhathi sempi, yona le mpi yaphela ngaboma-79. Abantu abasesigangeni abazange badotshwa, amathambo abadotshwa, akuzange kwenziwa imikhuba yokuthi ma ngabe kuwukuthi impi seyiphelile, kuke kuhlalwe phansi, kubiswe yonke leya imimoya eyaphelela esigangeni engazange yalandwa esigangeni. Yona leya imimoya kulamhlanje isamile nje esigangeni, azange yashelezelwa yonke leya imimoya. Kuzoba nabantu abafa ngesikhathi se-Gugurawond. Abantu abaningi baphelele esigangeni abazange babiswa emakhaya. Yonke leya imimoya yalaba bantu iyakhuluma namanje esigangeni, isadinga abakubo ukuthi izulu lizona kanjani.
Ngiyabonga ithuba lokwamukela kuStudio 7. Mina ngulakuselunga khonapha engifunela lapha ematopu. Kulezi nsuku kunzima, into kazihlangana abantu bakithi lapha engikhona babulawa yindlala. Ade kwa milonga la manzi, lige langa liya tonta, manju utubu. Hagula nsanyi, lifete, asaka tuni nsanyi, skabinsa yiti ngala sachigela pansi. Maya ngasi nsabinsa njaliza pilitini. Koto hai, nitikubo na wabati nito zira yiti mwabona besi nsabesute mzini yao. Hai, zobo samanyo sauko ngapeli.
Siyabonga imbigo elisitumeleyo na okanamhlanje silukiba lapha uhlelo lethu lanamhlanje olivalelisayo ngutabo kancube ngisithi lilale.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku Studio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.